Okay, Patrick, 3-1 in the end, but on a positive note, very good second half performance.
Better second half. Look, we just asked for a reaction at half time, made a few tweaks, and that's all you can ask. Like, look, they're very young, very young lads. It's really tough learning for them, but I think it'll stand the most of them as time goes. But difficult period, young kids, it's really hard, but not proud of them second half.
Yeah, and the changes that you made at halftime, apart from bringing Tony McNamee on, you went four at the back, didn't you? Kieran Harkin at right back, and you pushed Aaron McLaughlin closer to Bradley up top, and it seemed to work.
We just went with two up and try to get the ball in behind them, try and make them defend, try and play in their half a wee bit more. I think we were playing the passes in the first half and getting ourselves killed, and look, we just made that tweak and they made it work, I think. But you can't start games the way we're starting. You just can't. It sits a long way back.
Yeah, and when you go 3-0 down and there wasn't even half an hour played, it's been difficult this last few games, and you're probably thinking the worst again, but credit to your boys, they dug in, and as I say, so much better after half-time.
Aye, look, for 70 minutes here against Cork in the first game, for 40 minutes away to Longford, for 45 the night, that's the bare minimum. Like, you have to compete, you have to win your headers, you have to win second balls, you have to keep the ball in, but look, they're... That's probably their maximum right now, is 45 minutes here and 40 minutes there, because they are so young. But I am really proud of them for the second half.
Yeah. So what's the target now, I suppose, Patrick? What way do you approach it? We're into the last quarter of fixtures. We've got 8 more games left to play away to UCD next weekend. And you added 2 new players this week as well. One of them made his debut tonight. So what can we expect over the next few weeks?
Hopefully get a centre back back.
Yeah,
that'll be amazing. No, look, we're down to the bare bones. We had no defenders tonight, really. No centre backs to play centre back. We're playing a young kid at left wing back. We're playing a attacker at right wing back in the first half.
Yeah,
we have one striker. You turned it, like, it's really difficult. But I can pray, like, Dara Coyle. I'll just probably single Dara out. Dara's played 5 positions for me, and he's like, yep, let's go. He's no problem then.
He was captain tonight too.
He was. Dara's been amazing. Has a real chance because of his attitude. And he comes from good stock. Like, I played against Mark for years, his brother, and it was serious battle. So, he's been amazing for me.
Okay, so what about next Friday night? You haven't got any, you've got so many players out, as you say, no Conor Tourish, no Joel Bradley Walsh, no Max Hutchinson, so you had to play Orne in there tonight at centre half. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel on that front?
Hopefully Joel, maybe, I don't know. It's obviously the day before one of the games, his appendix busted, so
yeah.
My guess is going to be we're going to have to do something similar to the night, but look, that's where we are. There's no point in complaining about it, and to be fair, the boys are showing up. Like, they're trying their best.